Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's mock draft season. And a mock draft came out that really I knew Sully would put on the show sheet, and he didn't disappoint. CBS, our former radio company, CBS Sports, had the Lions trading the 8th and 43rd pick to the Bucks for the 5th and 7th, 5th and 70th. And you go, well, why would the Lions move to 5? Ready? Because this mock draft had the Lions drafting Dwayne Haskins. And I immediately hit that red X in the top right corner. I went, okay, this is garbage. Now, Sully, I know you wanted to talk about this. They had a big free agency period so far, 4 big signings. I have given up since Bob Quinn has gone to the podium and supported Matthew Stafford. I have no belief that they will do anything to get rid of Matthew Stafford anytime soon. I don't think this deal's realistic. I don't think the Bucs have a motivation to do it. And look, let's just be honest about things. The time to deal Matthew Stafford would be next year. I don't buy it. Would I love to see this happen? Sure. 2 reasons. 1, I do radio, RFR, root for radio. It'd be amazing radio theater. But 2, it would signal a true plan moving forward that they want to be like Seattle, that the secret to the sauce is replacing your quarterback with a cheap quarterback on a rookie deal. I have no belief they're doing any of this. I think Matthew Stafford will be here not only through the end of this contract, but he'll sign another 4-year deal after it. I think Matthew Stafford will be here longer than I will. I mean, part of that is the radio industry the way it is, and the other part is, honestly, I can't guarantee I'm doing this job 10 years from now. I think Stafford will still be, well, he won't be a quarterback in 10 years, but he'll be a quarterback in 8. Hell, radio industry, who knows? Who the hell knows where his business is going? I have an idea, but I'm not going to tell you. The point is, I think Stafford's here forever. I think ownership will demand it, and you're seeing what I'm living through with the Giants. Eli Manning, this is coming straight from the owner, John Mara. Let's say it doesn't work with Patricia and Quinn, and they get fired. The Fords are only going to hire someone who empowers Stafford. That's my belief. I hope I'm wrong. And if it does work, well, then of course Stafford would stay. And now you're seeing quarterbacks play at age 37 and 38 and 39. And guess what? Stafford still has 8 or 9 years ahead of him. I don't believe this organization will ever change unless ownership changed in that regard. I think their loyalty to Stafford trumps all. Hope I'm wrong, want to be wrong, would celebrate being wrong. But I think Stafford will be the Lions quarterback longer than I'm your afternoon host. I mean, who knows? I could get rolled up by a bus tomorrow. Who knows with the way radio's at? I could lose my job. Whatever. I could decide to go do something else. Oh, yes, all 3 of those things are possible. In varying degrees of likeliness. The point is, I can't look at a mock draft where the Lions are taking Haskins and moving picks. I can't buy that as being real. I would adore this. I would think it would be an incredible move for the organization, but I have zero faith that they would do it. Now, Sully, go ahead, because this is your passion project.
I think we're finally starting to see and hear a belief that maybe the organization is, in a way, preparing to move on from him. But what you're basically saying, to boil it down, is you don't think Stafford will wear another jersey his entire career, correct?
Correct.
I think he will. I don't think they would sign him to another 4-year contract after this.
No, you're right. It'll be 5.
Well, and that's scary to think about, but I think he will wear another jersey. I don't think he'll be a Lion for life. And again, and this could be my best opinion ever, my worst opinion ever, whatever. But I think Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are not sold on Matthew Stafford. I think that they, again, publicly, it's one thing to go out and say we support him. Of course they're going to say that. But no, I don't think that Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are bought into Matthew Stafford. If you look at what they've done their entire career, if you look at the signings and the direction that they are telling you they want to go.
It would suggest a rookie quarterback right. on a cheap salary and make a run. I agree.
Their mindset does not fit with Matthew Stafford.
You do remember you're speaking to the guy who said, here's my offseason. Draft Kyler Murray before we knew he was going number one. Get Kareem Hunt. Get Stafford out of town next year. Mike, I'm on board. But I've given up hope.
And it stems from the ownership. I get that. But I think at some point that the front office will be able to trump ownership.
Okay.
Of course, at some point they'll get their way. Ownership will cave in, whatever.
All right, let's get
I don't think
in.
Stafford will be here forever.
I want to get the people in. I also want to invite David to join us as well. 248-539-9797. When you see the new CBS Sports mock that has the Lions trading to 5 and taking Haskins, what level of belief do you put in that? Do you absolutely buy it, partially buy it, or are you like me? You go, nope, unfortunately, not at all. Stafford's here for life. Like, Stafford's over-under as Lions quarterback, I would set at 7.5 years, and I would go over. That's how I look at this. I want to be wrong. I will celebrate being wrong. But I think we've seen everything we need to see on how this organization treats him and protects him and talks about him, and it comes from the ownership. 248-539-9797. I want to continue this conversation next, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.